Page 16. High school never changes.
One of the criteria for a movie to be called a high school movie is, of course, that it takes place in a high school setting. But what distinguishes a high school film from other genres? The answer is the recognizable characters. The high school genre is often considered to be shallow and a bit silly. Often the films reduce all characters to teenage stereotypes, far from real life. However, the popularity of movies featuring these cliché characters implies that they carry some sort of significance for the audience. In fact, these characters are partly what make the genre so popular. Let's take a look at six frequent coming-of-age characters on film to see what distinguishes them.
The jock. This is the guy who spends all his time with his buddies on the football field, basketball court, or baseball field. It doesn't really matter which sport he plays. He is the most popular guy in school because of his good looks, self-confidence, and athletic lifestyle. But that's about all. He's usually not particularly smart or nice. How do you recognize him? By his sports jacket with his team emblem on and a pretty cheerleader on his arm, of course. Look for this character here. Can't hardly wait. She's all that. 10 things I hate about you. 17 again.
The cheerleader. The cheerleader is just one of many names this character goes by. Another is simply the most popular girl in school. We have all met her, the girl who thinks she owns the world. She is rich and spoiled, with beautiful long hair and a pretty smile. She has never had a bad day in her entire life. However, this character can differ from one movie to the next when it comes to this aspect. Either she is totally ignorant of anything outside of her own self-indulgent life, or she wants to break free from the superficial life she leads. Look for this character here. Mean Girls. Clueless. The Breakfast Club. Bring It On. Popular TV show.
The Nerd. This brainy guy, because 99% of the time the nerd is a guy, is easy to detect by one main attribute, his glasses. In addition to them, he is dressed in neat clothes, often with a pair of pants pulled up a bit too high. This person is the ideal student, likes math, is often part of the chess club, and he loves science fiction and fantasy. He is the guy the audience feels sorry for, until he outsmarts the jocks. Look for this character here. Napoleon Dynamite, Super Bad, Can't Hardly Wait, Revenge of the Nerds, Freaks and Geeks TV show.
The Eccentric. The eccentric is most often an antisocial girl. Everyone sees her as a bit crazy, but she is really just different. She likes to keep to herself, she wears black clothes, and she hates everything that has anything to do with high school. She is usually artistic and smart and can be either quiet or very loud and self-confident. Even though this character prefers to be alone, it is very common that she is finally noticed by someone, often a male character. Look for this character here. 10 Things I Hate About You. She's All That. The Breakfast Club. Ghost World. My So-Called Life TV show.
The Lone Wolf. This is the male equivalent to the so-called eccentric. He is also dressed in dark clothes, keeps to himself, and hates everybody. The difference in his case is that people think this is all due to a criminal past, which is often just a rumor. But it keeps his fellow students cautious. Of course, there usually is a very nice person underneath this tough facade. Look for this character here. The Breakfast Club, 10 Things I Hate About You, Drive Me Crazy, American Beauty. The guy who just wants to get laid. If you take away every high school movie that contains this character, there would be no movies left. This character is the heart of the genre. Why? Because the most terrifying thing for a boy in a high school film is to graduate a virgin. This character is not as easily detected by his appearance as the others. It can be just about any guy. He has one evident goal throughout the movie that he pursues in any way he can: to get laid. Who the girl is doesn't really seem to matter. Look for this character here: Porky's, Super Bad, American Pie, Can't Hardly Wait.
Which stereotype is your favorite? Which one do you dislike? Why?